day, waiting for father to show up. I'm sitting here with two of my brothers and Angela, Russ's girlfriend. And the ergonomic desk chair, all right? We're talking about possible Father's Day gifts. What's this, a meal? What is it? Meal subscription? Meal kit subscription? What is that, Eric?
It's a lifetime unlimited McDonald's card.
What's this one here?
What is it?
The lifetime supply.
Oh, I like the good
Coca-Cola.
Pillow. I think you'd like the good pillow. That's like the good scissors. Can you go get me the good scissors? Got a collection of 10 scissors. Give me the good scissors.
Could be a couple of variations of it. Could be a down pillow.
Oh, no, it's my pillow. You got to get the my pillow, right?
My pillow. That guy's kind of creepy, though, that made it, right?
I don't know. He's
doing
well.
Did he hand stuff all this?
I don't know.
When he first started?
He should. I don't care how much money. I'll hand stuff the thing for whatever he's making.
Well, once he started to make all his money, he probably sent all that.
Imagine that, like telling people what you do. It's like, I stuff pillows.
It's a lot of stuff.
And it's like, and here's my $1 million house. Like, where do I sign up?
Yeah.
I'll stuff some
20 million pillows.
I'll stuff them with people. I don't care if I'm $1 million.
Extra cushion.
So what else did you have on there? What was the one above the good pillow?
Bamboo feathers.
Oh, bamboo feathers.
A meal kit subscription.
Meal?
Oh, like Meals on Wheels?
Yeah, you could have like a taco
McDonald's
night.
Unlimited card.
You think
Coca-Cola distributed?
Do you think Angela? Do you think Dad would like the Meals on Wheels subscription? Like a nurse comes up and gives Dad a tuna fish and.
Dad recently, he actually told me what he wanted before he moves on in life. He wants a new Mercedes Benz.
Well, he does.
Really?
Yes, he actually does.
Oh, here
does.
He is right now. Actually,
beats out
hold
the
on,
Honda.
Here he is. I'm
going to
put him on the speakerphone. Ready? Hold on.
Uh oh.
WMFO, you are on the air.
They're not letting people in the building right now, sir.
Yes.
There seems to be an emergency in the construction on the sidewalk.
Paul?
If you could just move to the rear of the building, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. O?
Are you coming? Are you going to go
put down
into
the bag, please?
Where are you going to park? Did you park yet?
I got to find a place to park.
7:02, you're late.
Tell him to go behind the building.
Gotta go behind. Go behind.
There's
just
two
find
spaces
a place to go.
Behind the building. One next to the dumpster, right, one in the alley. Put FMO on. Come on.
Show's gonna be over. Park behind me.
Yeah,
bye. Right. Two spaces. Right
is that
there.
It? That's all we get?
Two spaces right there.
All right. Well, there he is. He's on the way.
And that's all we heard from Mr. Earl.
That's it. That's the show, everybody.
That was his appearance for the night.
That was a special guest.
Show, 7:00.
So you said a meal kit delivered by a nurse?
Sure, yeah.
Is that the lifelike Ginny?
Does she offer a sponge bath?
A sponge bath?
It comes built in with a sponge bath.
You know what? I did that float thing down the street here in Somerville. It's fantastic. You go in, and you basically, it's a saltwater tank, and you don't see anything, and it's the same temperature as your body, and you float for 2 hours.
No way. What's
yeah, it's awesome. It's just really? Like Altered States. You know that movie where he goes in the tank?
What does it feel like?
It's awesome.
Like you're airless?
Oh, yeah. You have, like, no weight. It's
how
great.
Long were you in there for?
2 hours.
What?
And they put, like, things.
I go crazy.
You put things in your ears, so you have no sight, no sound. Yeah, you're weightless.
You're mute.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you get out.
Like
and, like, I got out
something?
And I went to get a beer across the street. I could hear, like, every conversation in the room. So creepy.
After.
Yeah, because it was enhanced. Like, all your senses are enhanced after. It was pretty good. And then my back felt good for about a day, and then it felt like hell again. But, yeah, it's pretty good. It's expensive.
I went to a butterfly farm in Aruba.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened after. You could hear anything, anywhere, for about 2 hours.
Butterfly farms are kind of fun. There's a good present for Dad, huh? Get him to the butterfly farm.
Send him to Westford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send him to the equator.
Yeah. Ask him where he's going to go.
Go visit my library.
He always talks about going somewhere for a vacation that he hasn't gone yet.
Transylvania.
Yeah. I'm going to say where you want to go for a vacation. And then we're going to say, well, you know what?
Hyde Park's nice.
We'll send you to Dorchester Ave.
Yeah, Dorchester's nice.
That's Roxbury.
Send you down to Dorchester Ave to where the bench is constantly on fire.
We'll send you up to Harvard Stadium.
Yeah.
Up at Cambridge there. How about Salisbury Beach?
What are the presents you got there?
How about a little Tai Chi or yoga class?
Oh, yeah. I see Dad doing the Tai Chi. Lou Reed did it.
He's going to tie up who? Chi?
Get the Tai Chi. It'd be pretty fun. You know what it would be more fun is doing the yoga. Imagine seeing him doing, like, pirouettes.
Do you think he can do the crane?
Yeah, do the Daniel-san.
Yeah, maybe a little hot yoga for Paul with no shirt and his red pants.
His red and his burgundy wool pants.
Yeah,
with his red sunglasses. Mm-hmm.
And he could wear that winter cap as well, the red winter cap. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Now, Angela, did your father, did he have eccentricities like our father or no?
I don't think anybody does, no.
No, everybody has the eccentricities, all the fathers?
I'm not sure.
No?
I'm trying to think. It's been a long time since I saw him.
No, that's all right. Did he have red pants?
I like to drink beer.
You like to drink beer? There you go. There's a common thing. That's one thing that's interesting about our father is he doesn't drink. Yeah. And I always say, don't trust the person
who
doesn't drink.
Coca-Cola.
He drinks Coca-Cola, and he has the 7-and-7s every now and then.
As Mr. Hall would say, never trust a man that doesn't drink.
Oh, uh-huh. Watch the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he liked watching the Yankees?
Yankees, anything New York.
Wait, he was a New Yorker? Yeah.
He came to this country when he was 17 from Portugal.
Oh, no kidding.
That's
where he ended. The Yeezos.
Wow. Yeah, good for him. All right. Got a little Elton John in the background here. Son of Your Father is the name from Tumbleweed Connection. I'm going to put another thing on here, and we're going to get Dad in here eventually. We'll see if he finally makes his way up here.
The street for Dad.
I think he's actually part of the construction.
I think he's part of the construction crew up front. We just didn't know it. He's been here actually since.
Last time I looked out the window, I saw him wearing an orange vest.
Yeah,
was that that red hat guy?
I'm going to get him in here and sit him down, and I'm just going to play music the last hour and a half. Like, thanks for coming in, Dad.
He's on the air.
Yeah. Let's put on another one here. Let's put on some Steely Dan. Yeah, Steely Dan.
Oh, some Sticks, the best of times for Dad.
Oh, the best of times. That's a good one. Yeah, I'll get that on for you. Steely Dan, and then I'll do some Sticks for you. Time Travel will be back in a minute.
Travel on down to the neighborhood liquor store.
throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on the Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot, as well as both sides of Winthrop and South Street. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon to 6 in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets on the other side of Somerville. Union Square hosts its farmers market on Sundays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in front of Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. A public service message from all fruits and vegetables here at WFMO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. If the world just passed us by, baby, I know I wouldn't have to cry, no, no.
The best of times are when I'm alone with you. Some rain, some shine, we'll make this
I guess what I'm trying to say is I miss my dad. I really miss my dad. You notice when you're young, you think your dad's Superman, and then you grow up and you realize he's just a drunk who wears a cape? Well, there you go.
WMFO Medford.
Time travel with Chris Earl here with you till 9 p.m. The Big Picture will be back next week with Derek and Lisa. Time travel is here every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Here with you till 9 p.m. tonight doing our annual Father's Day show. And guess who showed up? Father's actually here. Hello, Dad.
Yes.
How are you? Come on up to the microphone. Come a little closer.
Fine. Battling the Route 2 and wherever you go traffic with my Garmin, which I put the latest information on. It kept wanting me to go left on Lake Street, and that's not the way you go.
Oh, no.
I knew the right way to come.
Yeah.
So I finally came Lake Street toward here, and then you take another right, and it gets you on the Broadway. But it avoids that left turn from Route 2 on to Mass Avenue, which is
So you came in like Alwife down Route 2 that way? Did you take the back roads?
No, I came in Route 2 until I got to Lake Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Lake Street.
Well, but you're here now. You made it. A little late, but you made it.
Yeah, I know.
This is your show, Dad. I've been here since 5. I'm like, all right. Well, he doesn't want to come till 7. That's all right. Hurt my feelings, but that's okay.
Oh, I did, huh?
That's all right. We got some PSAs. Russ and Eric did a PSA. I'll give you a PSA to do a little later, Dad. You can do the grill safety one.
Safety PSA.
And we can do that in a few minutes. So let's talk about Father's Day. We thought about maybe some things to get you for Father's Day. And we got about halfway through the list there. Eric made up a list of Father's Day things. What else was on there, Eric?
All right. How about this one? A good pair of shoes.
A good pair of shoes,
like that,
Dad.
For Father's Day?
I have all the shoes I need for the rest of my life.
You sure about that?
A life.
Just like Wallace.
Yeah.
A life, like latex.
Do you have some Air Jordans?
Air Jordans? No.
I have a collection of wallets now, too. But, that must be kind of a middle-aged guy thing.
I got
huh?
you a wallet. I got you a Coach wallet. Do you use it?
Yeah.
Is that the one you gave me?
Yeah. You used it? Let me see.
I know. I don't have it today. I thought about it. It's staying nice and new in the drawer.
You thought about using it?
It's a wide wallet, so it only fits certain pockets.
And
this one's well worn in.
Now, I heard you're supposed to keep some money in the wallet, even if you don't use it. Like an empty wallet, you should have a couple of pennies in it. Have you heard that? Is it an old wives' tale? Have you heard that before?
I don't carry any change anymore.
Nothing?
Nope.
We're in a credit card society, and every once in a while, I need a quarter.
Hey, change.
Believe it or not. Yeah, you need a quarter to park someplace.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what just happened. So we went to Newburyport.
Yeah.
And we were nice downtown Newburyport.
Mm-hmm.
And no quarters.
And I park in the general lot that's right along the waterfront there.
Yeah.
And it's a quarter to park there for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I drop Ginny off, and she goes right into the old Lee's place. That's the little antique shop. You ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
In Newburyport?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
In fact, they've even got a refurbished horse and buggy carriage in there for like $3,500. I'd never seen that. But it's always full of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that the place that sells men's
it's
dresses?
It's full of old record players.
So it's $3,500 and a quarter because you got to pay
for
parking.
So here's a good story. So I park.
Yeah.
And the credit card reader is like, you can't even get it in there.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, some other people come up and they make it work. And I said, you got it to work? And I couldn't get my card to work.
He scammed his card.
So the next thing you know, I needed a quarter. Now it was about, it was 4:30.
Did you ask Jenny? She went into the store. It was a quarter. Put a rifled around in the pocketbook. No.
Buck an hour. No change. There was no change in this car.
Mm-hmm.
There was no change. Jenny was in Oldies, uh-huh. where I dropped her off with her pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the machine, and then I see the guy who gives the fines out.
Oh, no.
And he comes walking back, and I said, I can't make this thing work. So the next thing
he's heard it all before. Is that what he said?
When I read it and it really jammed in, he says, you got the blue car? I said, yeah, I got the blue car. He says, oh, okay, I was just ready to give you a ticket.
Wow. Now, how long were you there for, like 5 minutes? What a jerk.
I was probably there. Well, it was 4:30, and it's like a minimum of a buck an hour if you use a credit card or if you put in four quarters.
You should have told him you were buying the buggy. Yeah.
Well, he was nice, and he...
put a whale stamp on the car?
No, he didn't do that yet. But what's interesting is my old buddy Bobby Hutton that moved to Florida, mm-hmm. and I knew for years. Sure enough, he used to run Seaport Studio in Newburyport, which he closed after his partner died of a heart attack, and this was all before digital. So I said to him, I says, how old are you? He says, 55. I says, you know Bobby Hutton, Seaport Studio? He says, yeah. Everybody knew Bobby when he worked in town.
Uh-huh.
So that was the guy. But he gave me half hours of free parking.
Nice.
And off he went.
So you got 50 cents. How long did you wait around, though, before you got your free parking? How much is Paul Earle's time worth?
About 10 minutes. But that's okay.
Would have walked.
I was finally going over the oldies to walk around.
What'd you guys buy?
Lunch? What did she buy? She found what she considered to be another Christmas present. We need. I got to be careful. She's going to listen tonight.
What do you mean?
She's going to listen to the radio show after she
comes
home
from yoga. Were you going to say something bad?
Huh? Did she get you a Coca-Cola machine?
I so she got you a gift.
I have to remember. No, she got another Christmas present.
Yeah, but for who?
This is for Katie.
Oh, okay.
For the new latex
Jenny. Katie sent me a text.
Katie's growing her Christmas ornaments. You know how they have Christmas in July for the ladies to buy ornaments
for
Christmas? Yeah.
I've never heard of
growing ornaments.
Christmas in July?
Have you done that, Andrew?
Are they growing now in South Carolina?
I've never heard of it. It's up in New Hampshire all the time. Christmas in July.
What are they doing up there?
When you see Christmas tree shops.
I remember they had the old thing in the woods there with the old dolls. The what was the name of those? Anna Lee dolls. Yeah. And they had the little Christmas village.
Right, Anna Lee Thorndike. We have a lot of those. Your mother collected those, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, both of my wives collected Anna Lee dolls.
Yeah, there was an eight. Yeah.
That's what G.I. Joe used to catch her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all the original G.I. Joes that Russ had.
So they have an ornament thing in July.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some ornaments. Would you like to buy some Star Wars ornaments from Chris?
I'm all set.
Death Star?
No?
I like to say the house.
You have a Death Star stuff.
The house is full.
Yeah, but you just said you're having a Christmas ornament.
I'm going in the other way. I don't answer.
Why go all the way up there when you have your son who could sell you ornaments in Billerica? Yeah. Come to Christmas in Billerica.
Yeah, I don't need anything.
You go to Earl's Used Antiques in Billerica.
I'm going the other way.
Are you going the other way?
Right.
Which way is that?
You coming out?
Divesting. In fact, before
that's
I left,
NASA, 10 miles to Cape Canaveral Road.
Who's the guy? Who's the Spanish singer?
Which one?
Who's
Shakira?
Ricky who? Who's the singer?
Billy Sanchez.
Ricky.
Huh? Ricky who?
Martin? Oh, Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin was an Ellen DeGeneres, Spanish. And I didn't even know. He just married his boyfriend.
He came out of the closet.
What?
That was years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Pride. It was wife.
He's getting old now.
Yeah.
It's Pride Month. I gave us a Pride flag to promote the show today. Air with Paul Earle and the Earle Brothers. With the Pride flag behind us.
Yeah, with the Earle Brothers.
Showing our support.
Yeah, WFMO 91.5 FM.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ricky Martin was into buying some kind of art, and he met this guy, and he fell in love with him. He had his wedding rings on. They just
Somebody's
tied the knot.
He met him in an oldie shop in Newport.
So that's the end of Ricky Martin. But Ellen was pleased.
The shot is gone.
Yeah.
At least for a couple of years. How long do you think they're going to last?
A true love that'll last two years?
I'm sure they got a prenuptial.
Yeah. Well, you have to if you're Ricky Martin.
Right.
Yeah. It's weird, huh?
Where'd they have the ceremony, Dad?
I don't know.
Out at Eminem's Ranch in Detroit.
Headed to the Christmas Village in Billerica.
Just like
Christmas
George Clooney.
July.
George Clooney with his two kids now.
Yeah, good
and
for him.
And his 39-year-old.
Those going to be some good-looking kids, right?
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George didn't marry a guy, did he?
Yeah.
No, he married it. He married a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
pretty. Look like a man.
Yeah, she's a model, right?
She's
a humanitarian.
He owns a casino with two other guys.
He's a philanthropist, isn't
she? That's right.
When you're a philanthropist, that means you got some money.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't just go into that. You can't be
philanthropy.
You can't come from Dorchester and be a philanthropist.
No, you can't come from High Park and expect to know some philanthropy. Only from Cambridge, up in Harvard Square there.
Yeah. Dad, favorite town in Massachusetts other than Bedford? Where would you live if it wasn't Bedford, Mass? Where do you think you would go?
And I could afford to be there?
Yeah, anywhere in Massachusetts.
Well, the elite towns with the big new homes are towns like Weston.
That's where you like to live, Dad, in Weston?
Weston or Dover, even Dover.
Dover, like to live in Dover.
Well, Dover's old money and horse farms. You remember the Jim Quinn III? He had a couple of kids, and a couple of times we went. I think we went to the Boston Common with him, and we rode the duck boats.
Was that a Sunday joyride?
Not duck boats.
Over 20 miles?
The swan boats.
Right.
I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah.
And I remember
vaguely going to the swan boat.
Jim Quinn III was his name. He had a son and a daughter, and we met them down to Cape once too. But I can remember he brought me out to Dover, and one of the wealthy people, you know, that's where the Salton Stalls and, you know, old wealthy families live. They actually had a beef cattle farm there.
Mm,
that's what I remember.
I don't remember.
A lot of beef.
Sure. Yeah. But you remember, he was a big guy. Jim Quinn III.
Speaking of beef, let's go right into this question.
Let's go into the question.
What is your favorite food? I'm thinking it's going to be some form of beef, but Eric's going tuna fish.
I'm going hamburger.
And roast beef. Or a steak.
No, they eat roast beef sandwich and hamburgers. I mean, you need to vary, but it's like if it was the last meal of your life, what would you want?
That's it. There's the question.
What would you have, Dad?
What are you going to have?
I would probably have a turkey dinner.
Really?
A turkey dinner?
We were all wrong.
Dad wants a turkey dinner.
But if I had to live on one food for a long time, it'd probably be different varieties of hamburgers, whatever it would be.
It would be a hamburger.
You know,
right
my
now.
Favorite really used to be a big Whopper.
Nice.
Yeah. The one time I ended up in the hospital with my bad foot, I couldn't wait for my mother to bring me a Whopper.
Oh, that'll be one
she
Whopper.
To the hospital.
Big Whopper, and it used to be no ketchup, extra mayo.
Yeah.
And, you know, with cheese. But times have changed.
There's not many Burger Kings. There's not too many in New England anymore. There's a few, but nowhere near as many as they used to be.
Have you tried the Grand Mac yet, Dad?
Especially when they closed the big one that was in Billerica. They used to be near.
Yeah, I think that one's great.
The Honeywell Bowl plant.
Yeah, they came out with a hamburger that's called the Grand Mac, which is a bigger Big Mac by a third.
Yeah.
It's got a third bigger bun and a third bigger patties.
Yeah.
And then they have a mini Mac or something, right? What is it called?
I had the small one.
The McMac.
It's a cheeseburger.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Mac Junior.
That's what it is.
So good.
Mac Junior.
Yeah, I used
to
like.
Oh, we talked about McDonald's. Yeah, we talked about McDonald's on one of the clips here. I have a clip from us talking about McDonald's from years ago. I wonder if I can find that on here. In the past, did you listen on the way over in the car?
No, I forgot.
Come on.
I tried. I was on 680. You're, what, 91 and a half?
680?
You're 91.5. Yeah. Oh, it's an FM station,
it's the
right?
It's the same one I've had for 10 years.
It's an FM station.
It's a CM.
It's 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, that's why I started.
Not 680
WMFO. I started, Howie Carr was at 680. What? That's an AM station.
You want to listen to Howie Carr?
And I'm hitting the scan button. You got to realize I signed on the computer.
It's competition,
so.
And it shows you.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot it's an FM station.
But the thrill is listening in the car on the way over. That's exciting.
I know.
Most of my guests are like, I was listening on the way over. I loved it.
Yeah,
and
but I was
like, no, I listen to Harvey Carr.
But I was trying to.
Howie Carr.
I was listening to my Garmin to tell
Park.
Me how to get here. I noticed where the cops hide on Lake Street, too.
Where do they hide?
Yeah.
Are they hiding?
Well, there's one place that they're hiding.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
It's all traffic, hiding? Though. What are they doing?
They're
not getting anybody for speeding.
Yeah, who knows? They're looking
crossing the street,
looking for an expired.
Jaywalking.
expired inspection
sticker.
Causing
trouble?
See, if you had a smartphone, you'd have Waze, and Waze tells you where they are.
I know.
They'll tell you right over your phone.
They're making sure you're not using the hose on your car during the day.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, use your Garmin, right. They'll tell you everything.
Do you have a water ban in Bedford this year?
We never had one since we joined MDC Water.
Wow. Really?
No
bans
whatsoever.
What's MDC Water? What is
Quabbin.
That?
Metropolitan District Commission.
Quabbin Water.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, the pipe used to come through Lexington, but then we're full-time on MDC Water. The Quabbin's full.
Rick must just be recycling the toilet water. We can't use it.
Oh, that's the secondary system.
We could basically use it like at midnight, to 1 a.m., and that's
the gray water.
Abusing Brita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delicious. Filthy Brita.
Delicious.
Gonna have to use my old bath water.
Love that
to do
water.
My
what are they recycling in Billerica?
Oh, who knows?
Boston water.
Who knows? Yeah. I just can't use the water. I haven't taken a bath since Tuesday.
What do you mean? You can't use the water this week at all?
No, I'm joking. There's a water ban. Yeah. Wow. I don't know when you can do it, but it's like it's late.
You can fish.
Can't do it during the day.
The water.
Well, why didn't you go to the Y and take a bath and swim there?
To the old thing. I always
love to tell people my first job, 1966.
Lived at the Y, yeah.
And I lived at the Y at Lawrence. Honeywell didn't put me up in a hotel.
I don't know if this is the correct term, the PC term now, but they used to call it the French bath, when you just do the two pits.
Yeah.
You do under the two pits, right? Like with the cups of water,
yeah.
And then splash your face.
Yeah.
But you probably want to do the face first before the pits,
yeah.
In case you stink. We were talking about the P-Jug earlier, too, when we went up to like the polar case.
Yes, one of the Father's Day presents was a reusable P-Jug.
Would you like a quality P-Jug for Father's Day, Dan?
No.
Or the road trips over?
No, because a 59-ounce orange juice container works just as well.
The wide mouth.
The 15 ounce. Well, that was the great thing about the wide mouth.
Remember, it used to be 2 quarts, but now they're 59 ounces.
Uh-huh. Wow. You don't have to touch the cold edges.
You pay the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what between Tropicana, Simply Orange, and...
But when we went to D.C.
There's one in every car.
When we went to D.C., there was like a Snapple bottle. And Eric and I were like, you got to throw that out. And you wanted to use it for mouthwash
or something.
You also used it as a pee jug. Didn't you?
No, I didn't use it. Eric had. He said I didn't want to use that one.
I used it as a pee jug.
Yeah, okay.
But what if I had my Snapple? What if I was drinking my Snapple all of a sudden I turn over and there's a pee jug?
Yeah, you started.
That's bad news.
Right, you started drinking Snapple when you were about, 10 years old?
Oh, I like the Snapple.
Maybe even before that.
It's not bad news. It's actually a new flavor.
Body by Snapple. Yeah. we came up with a couple other. What else did you have on your list there? Any other gifts?
Well, that was one.
That
the reusable water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be in the form of a Snapple bottle.
How about a Flobee? Would you like the Flobee?
The Flobee would be nice.
You know what the Flobee is, Dad? That's the one with the vacuum. And you basically, it vacuums your hair. And then you trim your hair. So you don't have to go in for haircuts.
Yeah.
You want the Flobee?
No, I'm still being good to my barber.
You like going to the barber, though.
I've had him for a long time. Right?
Now, does he still have all the selection of dirty magazines? Didn't you say he was like one of the barbers that you have, the old Playboys?
Not anymore. That barber, Bob Simone, he passed away six and a half years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer for 10 years, and he was a really healthy guy. Mike worked for him at the time. Mike's cutting my hair now, but he's in a new shop with a new owner. It's right near the Bedford Depot Railroad Station. In fact, it's the building that used to be the railroad station. So this guy, Pino, took it over.
Hmm.
And, there's ladies in there. And and the old...
What are the ladies doing in there? In the barber shop?
There's both. Both.
It's a unit.
It's a salon.
There's both female hairstylists and male hairstylists.
I liked it. There was a female hairstylist in Tewksbury. Oh, she was a knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved going to her.
What was
her name?
Dolls? What was her name?
Yeah, Guys and Dolls.
Guys
oh, my God.
Michelle and Susan.
Oh.
Where'd she go?
Oh, my God. She'd come over.
Chris would get his hair like once a week there.
And I was like a 14, 15-year-old boy, you know? So I'm like, oh, my God. I wanted to get my hair cut like once a week.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see her all the time. She'd come up like brush against you and like they do the massage in the tub.
Yeah.
Like a head massage in the tub. Oh, my God. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Angela, you know what I mean, right? Get a head massage in the tub. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it feels so good. It's like heaven.
Now you go in and they have a spray bottle and they hit you in the head with a cat, like your bad cat, it drips down your head.
Yeah.
Right? When's the last time? I haven't had my hair washed in ages.
No. Yeah. You should. You should go get it washed.
Just treat it like a bad cat.
You should go to the float tank, too. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. The float tank's pretty good. I was telling you about that, Dad, right? You go in the float tank. It's you're weightless. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. You just sit there and float for 2 hours. And you feel good when you come out. You could take a nap. Just relax with your thoughts.
So where's the float tank?
That's in Somerville over here. That's the float tank. So you basically go in and it's full of salt water.
Yeah.
And you float. And you have things in your ears so you can't hear. And it's completely dark. Well, you're floating. You're floating on your back.
I floated in the Great Salt Lake.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I tried to sink myself.
You can sit there and stick both your feet in and your arms in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did anything itch after?
No, you take a shower before and you take a shower after.
Yeah.
So you can get all the salt and stuff out of you. But yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Like the crevice, nothing.
All the crevices, yeah. Not bad. Yeah. I gave myself a full workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. So what other gifts you got on there? What else you got?
All right. How about dietary supplements? Any?
Oh. Do you take a Centrum a day?
I take a vitamin D pill, but I don't need any dietary supplement.
Sure. Vitamin D for
the Lyme disease I just had just dropped my weight from about 144 to 139. I'm back to eating again. Yeah.
Wow.
And five pounds. That's like 3-4% of your weight.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So that's it.
And
so,
you're shrinking.
Yeah. And I'm shrinking. No, I've stopped.
You stopped shrinking?
I've stopped it. I was down to 5'2", and I'm actually measuring it. If I sort of stand up straight, I measure 5'3", but I was once 5'7½".
I was attacked the other day.
Huh? Eric's got a tick mark there.
Do you?
You said he wanted your expert opinion. Eric's got a little raised red thing on his leg. Dad's inspecting it.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no tick.
Dr. Bilodeau going
to hide the pox bug.
Imagine if something just crawled out of his leg right now.
There's no tick in there.
All of a sudden, like an alien, and it just bursts out of his body.
I still got a sign of it after 6 weeks.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going on your expert opinion. It's a professional opinion.
What's that?
Yeah, he's looking at. I think he sees some early malignancies there. Maybe. Never know. Got to be careful.
That's right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great deal? We'll have to do that PSA in a second too. So this Lyme disease. So why don't we do a PSA on Lyme disease? Because you gotta know more about it now, Dad. Why don't you talk about how to prevent yourself from getting Lyme disease? How do you prevent yourself? How do you protect yourself against these ticks and other bugs in the summertime? Because as you know, summer is great, but the insects are one of the worst things of the summer. It's one of the horrible things of the summer is the insects.
Yeah.
And ticks. So what do you do to prevent yourself from tick bites?
You stay in the house and you don't even go out.
Watch some television.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Well, you got to get yard work.
You got to get yard work. So in reality, this has been a terrible year. I went to see the Bedford nurse Friday afternoon, and I was the fifth person who'd come in. And they got all kinds of information now. You know what else I found out, somebody? When the Italians found that 5,300-year-old man in the glacier? In the glacier? You've heard about that, right?
You've heard about that, right? Record, yep.
Huh?
No.
He was
5,300 years.
Yeah, he was estimated to be 45 years old.
45.
What?
They said he had Lyme disease.
No kidding.
It's a Borrelia. It begins with a B, a Borrelia, whatever the thing is. Lyme disease was simply the name of Lyme, Connecticut, where they discovered it and named it Lyme disease. But in reality, this infectious disease has been around for generations.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the speech is you need to wear pants with your tucked into your socks with your whatever boots
with
you got tucked into your socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you should get Permatin or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You'll see it like, you know, it's not deep. You should put that around your ankles. But the best thing is you don't get it for 24 hours anyway. The best thing is to check out that you have no ticks.
You gotta
every
have somebody
night.
Inspect you.
So if you go out and really don't get sweaty and decide you're not going to take a shower tonight and just go to bed, you're liable to have one of those Lyme ticks on you.
Yeah.
So you better do it.
So do deer actually get it? Do dogs and deer get it, or are they just animals, so they take care of things in different ways?
The deer, they're called deer ticks.
Yeah, I got
an idea. Unlike the wood ticks, when I grew up in Tiverton, Rhode Island, southeastern Mass, I never saw a deer tick in my life. There were no deer around. But there were wood ticks, and the wood ticks used to get on the dogs. Mm-hmm. And wood ticks are pretty big. And you see, when they drink a lot of blood, they turn whitish, and they're big. So that's what I remember. And, you know, the dogs would go in the salt water just like we'd go in the salt water.
Yeah.
And salt water is great for, like, cleaning up your feet. Mm-hmm. If you got dead skin or if you got athlete's foot, that would always clear it up.
There's an interesting statistic. 80% of domestic animals in the Commonwealth, dogs and cats, have the Lyme disease, 80%.
What?
Yeah. Yes, wow. You can check that out with your local vet.
It's crazy. The guy's name was Otzi, the Neanderthal man, found to have Lyme disease over 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. His name was Otzi.
What was his name? Otzi?
O-T-Z-I.
They estimate the man to be 45 years old, which would be three
times. Did he have a name tag on him? How do they know his name was Otzi?
He had a tattoo on his foot.
He was hiking.
He got in Hyde Park.
Did you see his picture?
He's from Hyde Park.
Yeah. Kind of looks like you.
Yeah, he was well preserved.
He had good feet.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Do you have a picture?
He's a shaggy looking guy.
What?
Nah, let me
see.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He's pretty handsome.
He's good looking. He's 45. He looks like he's 70.
It said he ate goats and pollen.
And pollen?
Oh, his last meal.
30 types of pollen.
Pollen was a good man.
Yeah, they got what he had for his last meal.
Yeah.
That was well preserved in his stomach.
Hot dogs and a whopper. And a cannoli.
A whopper and a cannoli.
Yeah.
Wow, look at him, yeah.
Like Coca-Cola.
So they think look at him, he's got a stick here, like right in the right place. What's he doing here? What is he doing here? The oldest tattoos in the world.
A knife, a stick. Look at that.
Yeah.
A knife, a stick, and a stone.
Check out Otzi. Artist impression. Was 46 when he died. He was 5'2".
So he's about as big as Dad.
Yeah, he looks just like your dad.
If he shaved his face, he'd look exactly like him.
Yeah.
So that means Dad will live, let's say, three times that. He'll live to 115.
Dad, what will happen? Like, what happens if you live to 5,000? Would you want to live to 5,000? Do you think you would want to?
Well, he didn't live.
I know that. This is a new question.
Well preserved body. That's what a glacier does to you.
He only made it to 46. But say something happens and you're given extra life and you get to live, let's say, 1,000 years. Would you want to live the 1,000 years? And if you don't get sick.
Well, not age.
If you don't age and you don't get sick.
Everybody wants to go back.
So your organs don't turn to mush.
Basically, the body takes care of itself from about 20 to 40.
That would be 20 to 25 generations.
Then it's all downhill.
What's the worst injury you had? What's the worst injury?
The worst what?
Worst injury. Like, what was the most pain? Like, what hurt like hell?
Divorce.
Like, was it divorce or was it actual physical? Is it emotional or physical?
Oh, it's both.
Yeah, I would go emotional.
I mean, everything's both.
Because after a while...
I was having an emotional time getting here because of the traffic.
You sounded stressed out.
But then it turns physical.
Nothing ever changes. You come down Route 2 and it's like, how bad is it going to be?
Yeah. But I think stress does contribute to aging. And if you had the choice, though, so 1,000 years, you got to live 1,000 years, would you want to do it in a good body and get to see what people do? Or would you just say, you know what, I'm tired and I just want to rest? I think I would get to the point where I wouldn't want to do it.
I would.
I'd want to go maybe to 150, 200, and that's it. Well, you're gonna miss everybody that you knew.
Who cares? Yep. New people.
Right.
That's true. Well, in 100 years, all new people. That's the interesting
thing.
Not
even. 60, 50 years.
Yeah.
1,000 years, you're talking 20 to 25 generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
A long time.
Will McDonald's exist in the future? What do you think?
Of course.
No.
You don't think so? You think it's going to go away, Angela? What do you think will happen?
McDonald's
be replaced with? Something cheap. Yeah. It has to be something cheap and something mass-produced in a new diet. I think it's still going to be here with burgers.
Could be good. I do, too.
I think they're going to start selling cigarettes. Look, I have a carton of cigarettes on the side. Best stock to get dead. Is it Philip Morris or something else? What are the big ones?
Right now?
Big Blue? Pharmaceuticals, marijuana. That's what else? Right. What do we look for education in the future? If you were able to tell the students at Tufts University this is what you should look into over the next 20 years, what do you think it would be? Not that they're going to listen to you because kids don't listen to anything.
I would say different ways of medicine.
Different ways of medicine.
Yeah, I mean, it's healthcare. No doubt about it.
Look into the European way. They're a little bit older.
So healthcare right now is huge, I mean, as we know.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Immelt just left being CEO of General Electric for 18 years, and the guy that ran the healthcare division, the finance guy, just took over for him.
Chuck Chabowski.
But that's where all the money is. It's just so expensive. I mean, you make a trip. This is my first time I've ever really been over. I haven't been in a hospital since 1978.
Knock on wood.
When I hurt my foot.
Yeah.
Okay? And I haven't been in the hospital six. So life's been going on with my annual physical at Lahey Clinic. And the next thing you know, it was April 18th when I had the tick in my left leg, the top thigh, sort of down the top.
Did you find it right away?
Or was he lunching? What was he doing?
I was going to take a shower. And the thing was in there, and what you don't want it to be in there 24
never
hours.
Pause. No,
you want to get it right away. And this was, and they're real small, you know what I mean. So the nymphs and is it the female are the biggest, I think. And either one, they embed right underneath you. And you've seen the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Of how small they are, and they give you a card if you go down to, you know, go online, or if you go down to see the Board of Health in your town. So what I did was, I couldn't find the tweezers I really wanted, and I started
the good tweezers
poking at it with another one. In fact, the first thing I did, and I'd done this before, I took a thing of a rubbing alcohol bottle, and I just took the cap off and put the whole bottle.
It's supposed to like drown them or something, or they don't care or whatever.
And then I took it off and noticed it was still walking. So your brother Russ over here, one time he was smoking a cigarette when I had a tick.
Light a match, right?
And he did that. So you know, so I went to look. And, you know, no book matches. We don't have any book matches in the house anymore. All we got is wooden matches.
Wooden matches.
So you know what I did? I lit up a wooden match, and then I let it go down, blew it out, and then now you have the head, which is, and I put that against the tick.
It worked.
Well, I don't think it worked.
Did the arms
and legs stay in? You know what I think happened this time? It didn't release.
Uh-oh.
This thing was embedded, and what I heard, it let go. So all the venom in it, whatever's in it, that went in.
Now
the very next day, the very next day, I had my annual physical with my doctor. So I went in, and what was surprising was how hard it got. It's still after what, almost 2 months now, I can still feel the spot.
Yeah.
So he looked at it, he said, "Well, there's no bullseye." And I said, "Well, I even took my bottle of doxycycline." That's what they give you right away as a antibiotic. And I still had the bottle in the freezer of my doxycycline 2013 with my sample ticks in it.
A little old.
Yeah.
Everyone wonders, what do you do with the tick? If you find the tick, don't flush it down the toilet.
And if
you're
putting
it right
ice cream
back into it.
Over at Dad's house, there's going to just move the dead ticks to get to it.
Well, they're in old medicine bottles.
Mixing it with the rum raisin.
That is creepy.
Rum raisin. If you got one and it's still alive, just put it in a bottle and freeze it.
Cookies, ticks, and cream.
Yeah. And but he said, he says, we won't do that. Well, guess what?
With that 5,300-year-old guy didn't have
After a few days went by and I had a temperature of 101.5, you know, that's pretty high for somebody that's 74 years old. Because my normal temperature runs about 96.5.
Right.
A couple of degrees lower than the, what, 98.6?
Uh-huh.
So here it was, 100, and that's when I called. And that's when I, you know, went in, and he, you know, gave me the blood tests, and you don't even get results from the Lyme disease tests for a week or two. And I started taking 500 milligrams of amoxicillin three mm-hmm. times a day for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's gone. I haven't had another test since.
So, in order to prevent Lyme disease.
Long sleeves.
Don't leave the house.
Long pants.
Well, what else? Long pants.
Like you say, we gotta
do some just work.
Just like
outside.
The gypsy moss. Yeah. Bathe yourself down in grease.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, Dad? What happened to the gypsy moss? What's your theory?
Oh, they're
what
around.
Happened to the gypsy moss?
Oh, I
heard some places they're coming back.
I've seen a couple.
They're still around.
They're gonna make. They're gonna make a big comeback this year.
Lower New Hampshire.
You know what? Every year they talked around them coming back, but they've never come back since. You know when they were here last? 1980.
In the '80s, right?
It was 80.
Here's my question: Can we still call them gypsy moths? 2017, or is that considered politically incorrect?
Well, gypsies do leave.
I don't know. I don't. 80 was the. And you know how I solved it?
What the gypsy moth?
You know how they were wrapping.
They had tar and foil around the trees.
Yeah, I put foil around the
pies.
But then you need to put something on them. I actually rubbed a little bit of chassis grease on it.
What?
I made a ring on the foil.
Rubbing
what I remember is those two maple trees in the backyard, those two dark maple trees.
Yes. You
could hear them eating at night, eating the leaves.
Creepy. Yeah.
I thought that the tree was going to die. They ate all the leaves off, and they actually regenerated some slight leaves that year. But I can remember going down southern Rhode Island, Connecticut, and all the leaves were gone.
Yeah.
Since then, that other thing that was out in Worcester for a while, and that was moving east.
The beetle? The Japanese beetle?
Wood beetle?
The wood beetle.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Let's take a little break here. I'm going to play a song and a PSA, and we'll be back in a minute. It is the Father's Day Spectacular Show here on Time Travel. Eric and Russ and my father, Paul and Angela, are here today. And my name is Chris Earl. We're here with you until 9 p.m. 855-915 WMFO is the request line if you would like to make a request or say Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sexually transmitted diseases. An update. Syphilis and gonorrhea, the old standbys, are still a threat. Last year, there were 40,000 new cases of syphilis in the United States and about 3 million new cases of gonorrhea. Meanwhile, chlamydia has become America's fastest-growing sexually transmitted disease. Untreated, chlamydia produces sterility in both men and women. Like syphilis and gonorrhea, chlamydia can be cured. Genital herpes now afflicts one of every 10 Americans with its painful eruptions of sores. There is still no cure for genital herpes. And the AIDS virus continues to spread. It now appears to be moving into the general population. At present, there is still no cure for AIDS. The best defense against STDs? First, don't choose your sex partners casually. Second, get tested. Third, get treated. Fourth, refrain from sex with many different persons or with anonymous partners. This update on sexually transmitted diseases is a public service of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Good night, future boy!
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. explain. When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Summer is a super time to cook many tasty foods, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires in some of them in Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always mill a grill at least 10 feet from a building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you ever observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911.